listeners.
I have to wake up, but I won't, I'd rather die. I have to wake up, but I won't.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl. You're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. I'm here to dish on celebrity news, trends, and gossip. The show will begin shortly. I've got all the hot details about Miley Cyrus's breakup, Lil Wayne's mystery death, and J Beeb's diss on the huge celeb. So stay tuned. Hello, my gossip guys and gals. This is DJ Gossip Girl. Welcome. For those of you joining me, this is You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So last week I took a little bit of a break. It was spring break. Very refreshing. It's so nice to be back. I mean, it's really nice. Not so nice day. It's kind of gloomy. Came back from Southern California where it was like 80 degrees and it was so nice outside. But it's always good to be back at school and be back on the grind. So for those of you who've never listened to my show before, I usually start out with celebrity news. And it's everything that's going on in Hollywood right now. So my first story is for all of you Bachelor fans out there. I don't know how many of you excited that Catherine won Sean's heart. I sure am. However, Sean did throw me for some loops this entire season, and just when I thought I nailed what kind of girl he was after, he continued to surprise me. Seriously, originally he was from Emily Maynard's season last episode, and she's blonde hair, brown eyes, super cute girl. And then in his final two, there was Lindsay and Catherine, and Lindsay's a little brunette girl from Missouri, super conservative, from a military family, very structured. And then there was Catherine, who was so carefree, so beautiful. She almost, I think she was Hawaiian or Filipino, but they were all so different, and their personalities were all so different. So it was weird that he loved all of these girls, but had such a different type. But honestly, I thought he would have ended up with Ashley or Desiree, but I guess I was wrong. By the way, congrats to Desiree for being announced as the next Bachelorette. You go, girl. You find your one true love. However, back to Sean and Catherine. The two announced on the After Rose finale that their wedding will be televised. Yay. Love that. Congratulations to you both, and I wish you two nothing but the best, because as we all know, if you follow The Bachelor or Bachelorette, not many of these relationships work. I mean, there's probably been, two so far that have worked out of the 17 seasons they've done. So I'm really proud of them, and hopefully everything works. I was just watching a clip of Sean, because he's now on Dancing with the Stars, big whoop. And he was just so gushing over his new bride-to-be, saying that he was so excited and that she couldn't have been a better fiance, and that she's really getting into this whole wedding planning thing. So I'm happy that things seem good. I mean, the proposal was so sweet, so I'm excited to see where things go, and I'm very excited to see this wedding. Trouble in Paradise, that's what it sounds like for Hollywood heartthrobs Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. From pictures of missing engagement rings to canceled appearances, could it be true? Could the fairy tale we've all been living really be over? According to their rep, not yet. However, tabloids seem to disagree. The media has been flooding the internet in newsstands with news as far as the world is concerned, though, they are still together. Reps for the Starlets released a statement last week saying, Miley and Liam have been a bit rocky, but they are not giving up. They both want it to work. Miley was even kind enough to tweet for us, I am so sick of LA and sick of the lies that come with it. I didn't call off my wedding. Taking a break from social media. Hashtag draining. Well, Miley Cyrus, I've been following the story, and I don't think you're quite innocent. I mean, trouble has been brewing shortly after she got that god-awful haircut earlier this year. And sources say that Miley has become a party girl. Poor Liam is unable to contain her. She reportedly shares way too much information regarding her personal life as well as Liam's, and always seems to be playing games with Liam's heart. I mean, why else would she be taking pictures without her engagement ring, and then go on to tweet something dramatic regarding her actions? I don't know, Miley, God forbid, if you two split, I'm thinking it's your fault. But hey, at least you're young, there's still plenty of time to move on and reconcile and marry in the future. But really, best of luck to you both, because it's just, it's so sad, especially seeing them. They were so in love when they were filming, I believe it was the last song. So beautiful, and they were so cute, and they're just, it's everything you've wanted in your own personal life. They're truly a fairy tale. And it's so upsetting seeing all these articles. I mean, these kids have no privacy whatsoever. But really, again, fingers crossed. I really am rooting for you guys because you're my fave. So there's been reports going all over Twitter, all over Facebook that Lil Wayne died. What? I mean, Lil Wayne was in the hospital this past week after suffering multiple seizures. But according to his closest colleagues, his condition is nowhere near as dire as some of the stories would have it. Wayne is alive and well. We're watching the Syracuse game. Thank you for the prayers and concern. He will update you all soon. #love, tweeted Young Money Entertainment president Mac Main. So, honestly, where are these all coming from? I mean, he followed moments later with a, "We will be releasing an official statement shortly, but don't believe the nonsense about comas and tubes to breathe. That's false." Birdman, his father, went on to tweet, "My son is in good spirit, feeling much better. Be home soon. YMCMB." TMZ reported that the 30-year-old Wayne was medically induced a coma and not breathing on his own. Wayne's reps have remained mum about his actual condition, 5 months after shooting down reports that the hitmaker had suffered 2 seizures within it many days. A spokesperson said in August that he was hospitalized to be treated for severe migraine and dehydration. Los Angeles' Cedar Sinai Medical Center, where Wayne is reported to be at the moment, would not divulge any patient information. Wayne himself just tweeted, "I'm good, everybody. Thanks for the prayers and love." It's so weird. I mean, you never know what's true when it comes to celebrity deaths. I mean, I remember I was on Facebook and my cousins tweeting that Lil Wayne died, but I had heard nothing from no one. I mean, how do you know if it's true? I mean, word of mouth goes around and you don't know if it's true or not. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. So I did a little digging, and then all of a sudden everywhere was saying that Lil Wayne died. And I'm like, what the heck? You like, I take E! News or anything on the EU network to be a more credible source, and I wasn't seeing anything on there, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, Lil Wayne's dead. I mean, people would be like freaking out more, but that's not what it was. So it's scary that he has all these seizures. I mean, it could be from alleged drug use, not implicating anything, but it could be. But I really hope he gets better, because that's always scary, having people say that you're dead and you're actually just in the hospital trying to just take some time for you. It's not fair, and I would hate to be him. But moving along to fellow Young Money member and self-proclaimed female Weezy, aka Nicki Minaj, she's showing off her more sultry soft side. The R&B star, famously known for her eccentric fashion and tough girl exterior, looked absolutely stunning on the cover of Elle magazine's April issue with barely a speck of makeup on. The outspoken judge on American Idol underwent a drastic make-under for the photo shoot. She opened up to the magazine about her experience with bullying as a child and shared her advice for women on how to command respect. "My advice to women in general is, even if you're doing a 9-to-5 job, treat yourself like a boss," the star said. "Not arrogant, but be sure of what you want. Don't allow people to run anything for you without your knowledge," she continued, sharing her secrets to success in a male-dominated industry. "You want everyone to know, okay, I can't play games with her. I have to do right by this woman." That's what it's about. Nicki Minaj also revealed that she was bullied as a child and explained how the constant criticism caused her to mask her sensitivity with a tough attitude at a clear age. "I went through a lot of bullying early on," the rapper confessed. "Girls made my life awful. We had come to America from a different country. My brothers and I had accents. It was very tough, so I've put up this wall. It was self-defense mechanism growing up because I was almost expecting people to attack me, and I still have it. It's sad." But Nicki is slowly letting her guard down, appearing on hit reality shows and constantly connecting with her passionate fans, even though she admits the photo shoot was intimidating without her pink lipstick and big old crazy eyelashes. I felt naked. It was scary. So this photo shoot was a real accomplishment in my eyes. After reading this interview, all of this Nicki Minaj craziness that people say she's trying to copy Lady Gaga, it all makes sense. Because you always hear about huge stars and celebrities, the ones that are the weirdest are usually typically the ones who've gone through the most. And it really is. It's their defense mechanism. It's a way of just letting people out and just having them watch from a glass case. So, Nicki, you keep kicking the rap industry's booty and continue to show them who's boss. If for those of you just tuning in, I'm DJ Gossip Girl and you're listening to You Know You Love It. I will be continuing my celebrity news segment after the break. Stay tuned. Hey there, Gossip Gals and Girls. How's everyone doing? This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So for those of you just tuning in, I'm just in the middle of my celebrity news segment. For those of you not sure really what it is, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's what's going on in Hollywood, the hot tots, the who's who's. So I'm going to go right along. I just briefly recapped on the Miley Cyrus breakup, the Lil Wayne mystery death, and a few other stories. So moving on. Jeopardy's Clue, 2009's best female country vocal, went to her for White Horse, where, shocker, she goes off on an ex-boyfriend. The answer? Buzz. What is a rude diss on Taylor Swift? Last week's broadcast of the game show featured T-Swizzle as an answer, and the hint seemed to slam her habit of, how should I put it? Taking inspiration from past relationships. Meanwhile, Wheel of Fortune was all, it's Harry Styles' fault. Fun fact, the ex-boyfriend in the White Horse music video is played by Stephen Coletti. Good for you, Laguna Beach. I love a fellow SoCal kid just as much as the next person, but Alex, you bet your daily double there's a special place for you and hell for you too. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will meet you there. It's so sad that people are always ragging on poor Taylor Swift for writing songs about her ex-boyfriends. I mean, didn't I just say in my show 2 weeks ago, she gave permission for these boys to write songs about her. It's not their fault that they haven't got to it. But again, with Taylor Swift, she's also finally confirmed that her hit single, I Knew You Were Trouble, is in fact about her ex, Harry Styles. She admits she likes to mock her exes in music videos, but it's not mean. It's more in poking fun and almost like a grieving process for her. She was questioned about whether her performance at the British Grammys was a dig at him because she did a We Are Never Getting Back Together, and she had a British accent saying, I still love you, but I'm opening up for the Grammys and we're never getting back together. Clear diss on Styles, who was in the audience. And she was interviewed saying, yes, there's things I say and there's symbolic things I'll wear to poke fun. And she's like, I don't need to explain anything to death, but you get the idea. So that was kind of her way of hinting, yes, I will poke fun at every boyfriend. If you suspect that I'm poking fun at a boyfriend, I'm most likely poking fun at an ex-boyfriend. So Taylor Swift, power to you, whatever. that's how breakups go. They're always bitter. Justin Bieber is no Regina George, but man, oh man, did the 19-year-old diss Lindsay Lohan on all the things her and of all things her financial struggles. Poor gal. Bieber dissed Lohan in his rant Thursday, but he quickly deleted the comment. He also apologized for insulting the 26-year-old Mean Girl star. My post was only up for a few minutes, but I realized right away that what I said at the end was wrong and distracted from what I was trying to say. He initially told all the Mean Girls, comparing me to Lindsay Lohan, to look at her 2012 tax statements, wink face. Justin lunges at paparazzi, gets restrained by his own bodyguard, but then Biebs immediately deleted it and rewrote it so he would show that I was really feeling. And indeed he did. In his new Instagram post, he still slammed the press for countless lies and perpetrating rehab rumors, but he took out the Lindsay dig. All this isn't easy, he wrote. I get angry sometimes. I'm human. I'm gonna make mistakes. I'm gonna grow and get better from them. But all the love from you guys overcomes the negativity. I love you. Thanks. Justin Biebs, a little advice from a third-party outsider. I seriously think you're nuts. You're going like on a crazy train. Like you're on the struggle bus to Struggle City with a one-way ticket and you're never coming back. You need to take a chill pill because like Lindsay Lohan, I mean, I'll compare you to Lindsay Lohan. All of the fame and money is really getting to your head and the world will hate you. And if the world hates you, we'll be laughing at your tax statements while watching an episode of Pop Stars. Where Are They Now? I mean, I'm a fan of Bieber. Don't get me wrong. Ever since his Never Say Never video, I was really rooting for the kid. Like, wow, like he really had a tough upbringing. Like he's really made a name for himself. Good for you, kid. Like, but now, like ever since his breakup with Selena Gomez, he has gone off his rocker. He is like the Mariah Carey of male pop stars. It's ridiculous. I mean, I respect artists and actresses and everyone in that industry who is able to just be humble and be grateful from where they come from. But Justin Bieber, he was only humble for like, what, 2 weeks? First 2 weeks he was famous. And then all of a sudden he's like, everyone bow down to me. I'm Justin Bieber, Bieber fever. Honestly, Justin, you're not that cute and your music is not that great. Really, it's not that great. So you might want to chill. Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift has finally kicked off her Red Tour last week in Omaha, Nebraska. She tells the crowd, expect the unexpected. And when the Queen of Unexpected announces such a thing, you can't help but imagine the most wild things. Swift said, you can't help but imagine the... Twips said in an interview before the tour began, what I'm looking forward to most about the tour and the show is when you get out there and you're seeing real people in real life, you're seeing that thousands of people are singing along to the words of the songs that you wrote. And the 23-year-old songstress said, it's the most rewarding feeling and it reminds you why you wanted to do this as a little kid. And thank God you've made it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Every T-Swift song that she's ever written, starting with even Tim McGraw, has related to some aspect of my life at one point or another. Artists like her are really, they're truly amazing, and they give people like me or my sister or my whoever different events in our life. They have a theme song. She gives us a voice and a theme song. Taylor Swift, let the haters be your motivators, because again, I love her. I do. I'll be open with that. I don't care. I mean, it's just, you go, Taylor Swift. Keep writing songs so I can continue to have theme songs to my daily events. For those of you tuning in, I'm DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I will continue the rest of my celebrity news segment after this break. Stay tuned. Ain't nothing better. We'd be the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet. They'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still the one that I love, the only Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, I'm still in the middle of my celebrity news segment going on with what's going on in Hollywood and with who's who and what's up. So my next story, listen up, all my single ladies. Ryan Lochte is single and ready to mingle. Despite recently being linked to former Baywatch babe Carmen Electra, the 28-year-old Olympic swimmer says he's still looking for the love of his life. "I'm still single," Locke says. "I haven't found that right one, but I'm out there still looking for that one girl that takes my heart away." The Olympian says we'll definitely get to see his quest for love on his new E! Docuseries, What Would Ryan Locke Do? "You'll see me going on dates," he dishes, "the quest of finding love, finding that right one." As for showcasing his love life on TV, Locke says, "I'm not really shy about anything. I definitely want to find that one person, the one I could spend the rest of my life with. Now that the fame and everything has happened in my life, it's hard for me to find that." "There's definitely complications," he says, "of dating girls on his show. There's things that I really like about them, and then there's always something that happened that made it kind of fall through." See if the hunky swimmer finds love on What Would Ryan Locke Do? Premieres April 21st at 10 p.m. on the E! Channel. So talk about a beautimous meeting. Here comes Honey Boo Boo including the star herself, Alana Thompson, met Miranda Lambert backstage at her concert on Macon, Georgia last Thursday. The country singer who dressed up as Alana for Halloween tweeted a backstage pic of herself, Chubbs, Chickadee, Pumpkin, Mama June, and Sugar Bear, and obviously Honey Boo Boo front and center. "They are so sweet," the country singer gushed about the famous family. She also tweeted a cute shot of her and Honey Boo Boo, clearly soul sisters, captured, "You better redneck and eyes." Honestly, how could I not? It's so cute. Miranda Lambert was Honey Boo Boo for this past Halloween, and it was so adorable. Honey Boo Boo was so flattered. I'm a huge fan of the show as well. I know a lot of people think it's god awful, but I think it's funny. It's cool that they can highlight a 6-year-old with that much personality. I mean, it's not every day you see a little Honey Boo Boo running around. I know my younger brother was never like that at 6. So she's just hilarious. Her mom, the way they interact is funny, and it just funny to think that there's people out there who are just so carefree and just live off humor. I love it. It's very refreshing, and it's a very quotable show. And that must have been so special for Alana to finally meet one of her idols. That would be so cool. In other news, Tiger Woods and Winter Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn announced that they've been dating. So there's been speculation about this for a while. Tiger's kind of been under the radar since the whole Elin Norgren cheating scandal. And Lindsey Vonn, I haven't heard much about her. There was just a thing about her on Maximum's Hot 100 about her being one of the most gorgeous female athletes. And she is pretty, but I think Elin's personally way cuter. No offense, Lindsey, but you're not that cute. Tiger, not a fan. Really not. I mean, as an athlete, that's one thing. But as a person, it's a whole nother ballpark. It's just that when you cheat, not only with one person, but multiple people, and you throw your whole family away and you publicly embarrass your wife and your kids, I just don't see how you can bounce back from that ever. And yeah, he did address that, and that takes some guts. But honestly, when he read that, I didn't care. I didn't even accept the apology. I mean, he probably paid someone millions of dollars to write that speech for him to be perfect, come off as perfect. So I'm not a Tiger Woods fan. Lindsey Vonn, I never knew who you were. So I'm not really a fan of either of you, but you do what you got to do. You're adults. Charlie Sheen targets his daughter Sam's school and bullies and vows justice will be served. So this is an ongoing story. I first caught wind of this story yesterday, and there was actually an update not too long ago. And something about a bully, an 8-year-old bully bullying his daughter, and it resulted in him pulling his daughter out of school. And this is his daughter from ex-wife Denise Richards. And he's angry. He's tweeted his fans, "Throw rotten eggs and poop and at the school and let it go down and drown in flames." And he's very negative about this, and there's kind of on the fence people, like what they believe and whose side they're on. And I think as a sister and as someone who has little kids in the family, I take Charlie Sheen's side, just because there's two ends to bullying. And yes, the bully's parents will never see wrong in their child, but Obviously, things got bad enough to where not only Charlie Sheen, who doesn't really have the most credibility, but Denise Richards, a mother who had to pull her own daughter out of school because the bullying got so bad. I was reading tweets from parents and alums of the school. And the school, by the way, is Viewpoint Private School. That they didn't say if it was an elementary or K-8 or whatever. But there's people going on and off about tweeting saying, yeah, bullying happens, but it's a rite of passage and that kids need to work it out themselves. And then there was others saying, yeah, Charlie Sheen, go you. If this was really not an issue, you wouldn't have had to pull her out of school. And then the school saying that we take bullying so serious, there's a zero tolerance. And I'm kind of on the fence about it, but I really take Charlie Sheen's side because obviously, like one of the comments said, if they really had a zero tolerance policy and they really handled things the way they should have been, Sam wouldn't have been pulled out from school. I mean, bullying is wrong, flat out. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's social media bullying, playground bullying, anything hurts. I mean, I think nowadays too, it's so sad with social media how kids can be attacked. I mean, I've seen people in my family and my brother's friends, my sister's friends. I mean, words hurt. Words on the internet hurt just as bad as a punch across the face. And it's just so sad. And I'm so glad that Charlie Sheen, who's had one heck of a year, let alone past like 5 years, really step up as a parent and really take action for his child. So Charlie Sheen and Sam, I hope all is resolved. And Charlie Sheen, I hope justice is served because bullying is wrong and I do not approve of it. And it's just horrible. Lindsay Lohan, oh, holy train wrecks. I mean, train wreck on train wreck on train wreck. She was so cute in Parent Trap. She never seems to be catching a break. I mean, she's had drug busts. She's gone to rehab. She's had family issues. She's had boyfriend issues. She's had girlfriend issues. She is all over the crazy map. I mean, this poor girl is a classic example of how fame so young can just completely tarnish your life. And Justin Bieber, take note because you're heading down that track too. Lindsay Lohan was in a car crash this last June. And she apparently told police that she wasn't behind the wheel, so she'd switched spots with her assistant, said she wasn't behind the wheel, didn't break probation. Everybody thought all was fine. Until that assistant she threw under the bus said, oh, no, 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 no. I wasn't behind the wheel. She was behind the wheel, and she told me to take the blame, or she was gonna X, Y, or Z to me. So they brought against a case against her, brought her to trial, and then brought her to court. And he testified against her, and go him, because I really feel like all Lindsay Lohan needs, as much as I want her to have a comeback, all she needs is the hard hand. I absolutely hate that these celebrities like Paris Hilton and her, they go to jail for 3 days for something that an average Joe like I would probably be in for 10 years. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so wrong that these celebrities are taking shortcuts and their money is buying them time, buying them, I mean, breaking the law, and they're buying their way out. It's just wrong. And so I really think Lindsay Lohan needs to just buckle down, go to jail, see what life is like inside jail, because that's her, honestly, her only reality. But regarding her car crash charges, she will serve 90 days in locked rehab and 18 months in psychotherapy. So I don't know how that'll go. I don't know if that's exactly what she needs. Hopefully it's what she needs, but it's like she's done so many rehab stints. What makes you honestly think that this will be any different? I mean, the poor girl, she has no direction. Her dad, Michael Lohan, of all people, really doesn't help her out. Her mom just pimps her out. I mean, honestly, side note, momagers, hate them. Kris Jenner, oh my goodness, she's taking note from Dina Lohan. I hate her. But I mean, I can't really go on. I've already expressed how much I hate it. But Lindsay Lohan, I've been a huge fan. I'm kind of an off the on and off fan, but if you can pull it off, I mean, I'm there for you. So you focus on you. You practice on just being better and bettering yourself, and we'll all be here waiting for you. For those of you just tuning in, this is You Know You Love It with DJ Gossip Girl, only on radio.dominican.edu, and that was a wrap-up of my celebrity news segment. I'm going to go to a quick station break, and when we return, I will be starting my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It, so stay tuned. I Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl, and you're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So for those of you just tuning in, I just wrapped up my celebrity news segment. So juicy, so fun. I always love doing those little stories, seeing what's going on, sharing it with you guys. But now I'm moving on to my other topic, or my other segment, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. For those of you who've never listened to the show and aren't quite familiar with what this could be, it's basically trends I find around Hollywood, whether it's streetwear, that award shows, makeup, anything. And I just go over, do I love it? Do I hate it? Why do I love it? And why do I hate it? So it's also a favorite for me. I love expressing my opinion and telling you what's going on and hopefully giving you guys some insight and maybe inspire your fashion, beauty, or living. Now that the weather is starting to finally warm up, I can't wait to break out the flirty sundresses and cheerful prints and patterns. Vanessa Hudgens was spotted at the SLS Hotel in Los Angeles this week in a crisp floral peplum frock by Sachin and Babi, and I was inspired immediately. Not only is the silhouette flattering and sophisticated for any event, but the playful print is flirty and feminine. The stylish star paired her daytime ensemble with two-tone nude pumps and a pair of knockout statement earrings for a gorgeous head-to-toe look that is certainly turning heads. Her spring break co-star, Selena Gomez, must have taken note because she too was caught in a floral sundress and, spring could not come soon enough. I mean, this is my favorite time of year. It's a tease for summer without being just horribly hot and just, ugh. Spring is just, it's very airy. It's very fresh. When I think spring, I think pastels and chocolate and babies. Lots of babies and flowers. Cute little animal babies and real babies. And I love my florals. Do not get me wrong. What girl does not love flowers? So with that said, I love this trend. I cannot wait to pull my dresses out, sundresses, flower dresses, both. It'll be so exciting. Starlets from Miley Cyrus, Ashley Benson, and even megawatt stars like Britney Spears are only just a few of many celebrities switching things up and coloring their hair. Miley went from blonde to blue for a bit, while Benson traded her blonde locks for a brunette do, as did Miss Spears. I'm one who repels change, and as a fellow woman, I mean, I just do not like changing my hair much at all because it's such a huge change. I mean, I love all these Hollywood stars, and I follow most of them, and I pretty much not copy, but I've come close to almost copying what they do, whether it's hair, makeup. It's inspiring because you want to look like them. I don't know what woman doesn't want to look like one of these stars. They're all beautiful and they're all icons in their own individual way. But again, as a woman, I'm not a fan of coloring my hair drastically. Like Miley Cyrus, she went from the really gorgeous chocolate brown to the platinum blonde, which is fine, but she got that, like I said, horrible haircut. Not a fan. And then she got like a blue smudge in it. Like, what? Blue smudge? What inspired you? Did you rub Fun Dip all over your head? Like, I don't understand that. But then when it comes to like Ashley Benson and Britney Spears going blonde or brunette, that's scary too, because as a blonde, oof. Brunette, once you go brunette, there's no coming back. Unless you have lots of money and lots of hair pieces, you cannot come back from that because your hair will just die. I mean, I've experienced that. I was kind of brunette and lightened my hair slowly, and my hair, it has to go through so much treatments. So I'm not one who really likes change. However, if you have the money and the access to do it often, I mean, I guess I could love it. I love it. I love this trend. I mean, if I was a Hollywood celeb with all that money in the bank, didn't really care, I would definitely do that probably to my hair. So I love it. Again, Britney Spears, Sophia Bush, and Kim Kardashian have been spotted with bangs. I swear, Britney is revamping herself after her breakup with fiancé Jason Chadwick last month. I mean, girl, she's got it going on. She traded her blonde locks for brunette. She got rid of her drabby haircut and put some layers, put some bangs, really fresh looking. But anyway, these bombshell brunettes have decided to add a little sass to their life and give their hair some shape. And I say I must envy the bangs because, well, they're banging. So ladies, I mean, I love this trend. You girls keep rocking it. It kind of almost ties in like let's go back to spring. When I think spring, I think bangs. I don't know why. I just do. I feel like when you have bangs, like the blunt bangs or like little wispy front bangs, I feel like it really softens the face and it just adds to that very soft feel to spring. very soft, just very elegant. And I would love to do bangs, but my forehead is just so small and it just, ugh, does not work. I've tried it. Eighth grade was a horrible year. And let me, ladies, tip, do not ever think it is a good idea to section off your own hair and then just whack your hair off. Not a good, 2008 was a horrible year. I don't think I'll ever bounce back. For those of you just tuning in, I'm DJ Gossip Girl, and you know you love it. And this is Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. I'm going to take a quick station break, and we will continue. So stay tuned.
Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Okay, so for those of you just tuning in, I'm in my second segment of the show, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. If you're not familiar with what this is, it's what I think, what I see in Hollywood, streetwear, award shows. I mean, I'm always watching these shows. I'm always watching the Oscars, the Grammys, the Academy Awards. I'm constantly reading magazines, and I even have the app, Elon Line app, on my phone. I mean, it doesn't get crazier than that. I'm addicted. It's crazy. But I'm always following what's going on, and I always like to pick little things to see what I like, because there's some things that I love. I mean, dresses, styles, I love it. But then there's some things that I'm like, ew, horrible. Like, why does this even exist? I mean, there was that thing a little bit, actually, it was like 5 years ago. Helen Bohemian Carter, which she always looks awful. Ugh, not a fan. She had this nasty updo, this really puffy, gory, swampy looking dress and two different colored shoes. She thought that was trendy, and I'm like, girl, heck no. Ew. Like, trashy. Yucky. Every horrible adjective I could think of was just flowing through my mind, and just, ugh. Ever since then, I've always just been curious to see what stars really think is beautiful, because I think nowadays people have this this idea that beautiful is just this one thing, and it's like, when I, the more I study and the more I look online and watch shows and read these magazines, I really see that there's just not one avenue for beauty. Beauty is everywhere, whether it's a nice lipstick or a gorgeous dress or a simple little updo. I mean, the beauty has different avenues, and I love exploring that. So I'm going through my app and I see Nina Dobrev, and she's wearing this really gorgeous red hot off the shoulder pantsuit, almost like a one piece romper long. And it was so beautiful. I mean, she had her little wedges with it. Her hair was like that side swept, gorgeous, very classic, very chic. And I thought to myself, I mean, I know I said in like two episodes ago, I hate pantsuits. I hate anything like that. It's icky. It's weird. But she really changed my mind. She rocked that pantsuit. It was gorgeous. Loved it. And I started thinking, well, wow, red, and she had her nice little silver wedge and her hair and makeup was done. I'm like, yeah, that looks really nice for like an award show. But then I thought, well, if that was in black and I had some cute gladiator sandals and I threw my hair in a ponytail, that would be just as cute too to go to lunch. And then all these ideas started forming, and literally with this one piece, I just started brainstorming all these different things. And I really, Nina, you've got a gift, because I do not change my mind about those things often. When my mind is made, it is made. It is done. But you really changed my mind, and that was beautiful. I loved that pantsuit, and heck, I mean, when the time comes, I'll be looking for one. So everyone, watch out, watching me in my red hot pantsuit. So I love that trend. It's quick, it's easy. I mean, who wouldn't love it? You can transform it to evening or day. It's easy. One outfit. I mean, I hate more than anything having to find a skirt and a shirt and an underskirt and an undershirt and a blouse and a sweater and then an over jacket and then a hair bow and then socks and then shoes that match my socks and my skirt. I mean, it's overwhelming. So just to have one nice, elegant piece of clothing with like a couple accessories, love it. Jessica Alba and Lily Collins have been spotted in Paris for Fashion Week in a classy mini dress paired with black tights. I haven't seen black tights under a dress since my uniform days back in elementary school. I mean, I went to a private school, we had a strict uniform, and you could wear white or black tights under your uniform, and that was it. And that was like little girl. Like, we were all little girls. I mean, when I think tights under a dress, I think little girls. But something about this look is ultra conservative and trendy, especially Miss Collins, who is in a gold-colored mini dress designed by Louis Vuitton. However, because springtime is almost near, black tights remind me of fall or a funeral. And I'm going to have to say I hate this trend. Although if it were fall, I'd love it, but I'm going to say I hate it because, again, when I think black, that's like fall, winter, it's cold, like you're going out. Like, I mean, I have friends who go to Boulder in Colorado, and I mean, okay, spring maybe, because it's rainy and there's snow there all the time. Yeah, I could see you pairing like something black. I mean, black is a color that you can hardly go wrong with. However, I feel like when it's spring or summer, you really need to execute this time and wear these bright colors and light colors. And I mean, if anything, use nude tights. I mean, those make your legs look flawless, and no one knows you're wearing tights. Wear white tights. Those are always fun. Like, switch it up. I mean, they even have designer tights now. We're not in the 90s anymore. They have designer tights. They have textured tights. I mean, explore things. Don't just be so boring. I mean, Jessica Alba, I mean, her look was awful. I mean, it was cute, and she, like, pulled it off because she's Jessica Alba. However, if it were me, I'd be like, ugh, what? Like, who put this on me? Like, did I get dressed in the dark? I mean, she had a black dress on black tights, and she had these huge bows going across her. It was just awful. So, sorry, Jessica Alba and Lily Collins, but unless it were fall or winter, I hate this trend. So, I was going through E! Online, and I see Lip Appreciation Day. What? You're like, what the heck? Just as confusing. Lip Appreciation Day. I'm like, who would do? Why? Who cares? Click on it. It has Angelina Jolie and Lisa Rinna. classic, right? And I'm like, oh, they're praising pouty lips. I lack the pouty lips, and I'm like, oh, I envy anyone who has them. Even though Lisa Rinna did pay good money for hers, I still envy you because I don't have the money to have those. However, then I kept reading, and they were not just highlighting women with really full pouty lips. They were highlighting women of all lips from, I mean, Kristen Dunst, Blake Lively, Olivia Wilde, Selena Gomez. I mean, small skinny lips, big pouty lips, fish lips, every kind of lip. And then I really started looking at it and I was studying these pictures and I'm like, came to this like aha moment. Lips are, I mean, regardless what they look like, your lips say a lot about you. I mean, it really pulls your face together. And it's so funny because it's like the older I get, the more I noticed how each facial feature seems to accentuate an outfit or colors or whatever. And I was looking, and lips are, they're very important because they give you either a soft, sweet look, a sexy, sultry look, a very reserved and quiet look. I mean, it's so odd. I mean, I challenge you. I challenge you to study pictures and look at people's lips, and you can almost kind of identify what kind of person they're going to be. And it's like for us women, and some men too, lipstick and lip tints, I mean, those really change things too. And with the size of your lips and how you smile, I mean, it really, the color too adds what kind of personality you have, what you tend to lean more. Like, I mean, somebody with a more pouty lip, you can tell is probably more confident. Someone with a quiet kind of like close smile, probably more reserved. Someone with skinny lips, they're probably like more, I don't know, traditional. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there. So I mean, how this relates into trending, you're probably like, what the heck? But it's trending throughout Hollywood that people are really starting to accentuate their lips. And I love that people are starting to accentuate their lips. I mean, I know I said earlier in my shows that I love nude lips, but I really love that women are challenging putting colors, and I mean, they're just really bringing them out there. And it's trending. Red lips, coral lips, pink lips. I love it. So I love this trend. Women, you go ahead and you go and accentuate your poutiness, whatever you want to call it. So again, for those of you just joining, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to close up my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It, right after this commercial break. So stay tuned.
I long to see the sunlight in your hair and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Listeners, This is DJ Gossip Girl again. Yon, you know you love it, only on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm here to wrap up my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. For those of you, quick recap. It's trending what's going on in Hollywood, from the Grammys, Oscars, award shows, street styles, beauty, living, everything. It's anything that's trending and whether I love it or hate it and why exactly I still love it or hate it. So we just ended with the lip appreciation, but when I say bustier, what comes to mind? Sleazy lingerie, scandalous tube top. Okay, what about crop tops? 80s, maybe again sleazy like the bustier. But what if I told you there was such a thing as a crop top bustier? Oof, I hear mothers around the world sighing in despair. Yes, they exist. Do I own some? Heck yeah. But mothers and conservatives, listen up. Tilly's and Nordstrom sell these lovely tops in more appropriate manners. Girls, if you plan on wearing these shirts, however, without being mistaken as a prostitute, make sure you pair them with the appropriate clothes, depending on the height of them, high-waisted shorts, skirt, I mean, even high-waisted pants. Shoot, I mean, the crop top is the new bandeau. I mean, if you have a sheer top, you can even just put that under. It covers more than a bandeau. But this shirt is hot and happening, and Miley Cyrus is most acquainted with this trend. And honestly, I mean, we're going into spring/summer. I mean, it's a great top. I mean, it's just, I don't really know how to describe it. It's just like a little mini crop top. It's a little sassy, but it's not, it's all moms seen it in the 80s. They all wore it. It's not like it's anything new to the generations before us. I mean, mom, I know my mom wore one. But it's just all about how you pair it, because I see little 13-year-old girls wearing these crop tops and then their little mini low-rider short shorts and then like wedges or something. And I'm like, honey, sweetie, no. You look like a prostitute. You have to keep it more trendy, like high-waisted shorts that meet, so just you have a little bit of stomach showing. Or high-waisted pants or a sweater to go over it or a jacket, just something. But I really like these tops and I love them way more than the bandeaus because, ugh, those bandeaus make my arms have arm fat and just, ugh, it's just a crazy, nasty sight. So I love this trend. I hope it stays around for a while longer because I have way too many crop tops for it to go out of style now. Moving along, though, wedge sneakers. I don't know what you guys think about those, but I hate them, despise them more than anything. I don't understand them. It's like, girl, if you want to wear wedges, and if you want to wear sneakers, go wear sneakers. I mean, it's not like they're similar. It's not like sandals and wedges, you don't know which. It's like sneakers are meant for comfort and running and being more athletic, and wedges are to be more girly. You don't put those two together. And Alicia Keys, unfortunately, released a sneaker collection with Reebok, and I just don't like it. It's just, some girls can pull it off and it's like, that's great. Like, you're one of the lucky ones. But it's like, other than that, I just don't, they're ugly. I don't like that. This, it looks like a running shoe, basketball shoe. And then all of a sudden you're like 6 inches taller because there's a huge wedge in the back. So I hate it. I won't love it. I haven't loved it. It's been around for a while. And I'm in the Bay Area and I see a lot of people wearing it. And I'm, hey, go you. I may be a hater of the shoe, but I'm not a hater of confidence. And if you think you can rock it, you can rock it. I mean, confidence is key, but you will not catch me in these wedge sneakers. You will not. But again, me, you, whatever. Those are one of the trends that no one will see eye to eye on. My last trend of the segment is nail polish colors. So, I mean, earlier in my shows, I used to talk a lot about manicures and the crazy nails and the glitter and the matte and the sparkles and the chains coming off people's nails, like all that crazy stuff. But I'm just wincing through some magazines, and I really see that these are the colors of spring. And again, it's the very soft colors I was talking of earlier. And I'm a fan. These are very posh colors, very soft. If you were to shake the president's hand, they're definitely colors I wouldn't be ashamed of. I'd be like, heck yeah, I have these colors on my hand. And they're awesome. But yeah, so lavender, mint green, powder blue, and beige. I mean, girls, we all tend to stick with more neutral colors when it comes to our nails. I mean, I know I'm a fan of the French tip because you can't go wrong. Your nails always look clean and they always look awesome. But if I ever were to change it up, I mean, hey, I'm not going to lie. My toes are painted lavender right now and I love them. They look hot. But I would paint my toes mint green or powder blue or beige. I mean, you can't really go wrong. They're really pretty colors. And I mean, they look great against tan skin. And since the weather is getting warmer, I mean, tan skin and these colors would look real good. I mean, I'm just envisioning my nails right now with them. But you could disagree. I agree that they're beautiful and they look awesome on anyone. So there we have it. That is my Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. Today was actually kind of fun. I really like talking about these trends. I swear it goes back to springtime. I love springtime. Just so funny. But now we're moving on to my last and final segment. Every show I do something, a celebrity birthday bio. I pick a celebrity on this day, what their birthday is, how old they are, all that good stuff. And I like to highlight them for their accomplishments because, I mean, celebrities, yeah, they're recognized on a daily basis for all their hard work, but they're never recognized for being brought into this world. And I think as a courtesy for being a fan, I should bring it up. So happy birthday to Adam Levine. He was born today, March 18th in 1979 in California. He is 33 years old. His birth sign is Pisces, and he's a singer and guitarist for the band Maroon 5. He has sang hit songs like Harder to Breathe and Moves Like Jagger. Before fame, he made the game-winning buzzer-beating basket win in a YMCA championship. He is a self-proclaimed car junkie. He began dating Russian Sports Illustrated swimsuit and Victoria's Secret model Anne Vilastinya in 2010 through April 2012. And he's associated with Christina Aguilera on The Voice. He's been a judge on that. Unfortunately, Christina left, and I think maybe he did too. I'm not sure. I think he's still on though. But he's been associated with The Voice, was a fan of him on that. He has openly expressed his hatred, though, for six-year-old Honey Boo Boo, star of her own reality show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. So that kind of makes me not quite a fan of him. But we're all entitled to our opinions, so I just happen to hate him for hating her. But only that. I mean, he's a great artist. So happy birthday, Adam Levine. I hope you have a great 33rd birthday. Thank you for all of you for listening today. It's been so fun. I'm so glad to be back. Make sure to tune in next Monday, 3 to 4. I can't wait to keep this going. I love it. I'm really excited to be back in the studio. It's so great. I mean, I hope this weather starts to clear up because I really want to go to the beach this weekend. But I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of the evening. Have amazing dinners and go watch your shows and do homework and study. And I'd like to make a shout out to my mom and my sister, my dad, brother, boyfriend, my boyfriend's mom and dad. So everybody have a great day, and I will see you next Monday. See you later.